now that you are on two boards, the big board of College Station, obviously, and you're sitting with the Blinn board.
I am.
And they had a meeting last night. How'd it go?
It went well. We passed the proposal for the new Blinn campus, the master plan. It's very exciting. I think the students and faculty will like it. And there's a lot of room for expansion on that West campus.
So with the new responsibility, how are you liking sitting on, you know, two pretty significant pieces of property here in the Brazos Valley?
I'm enjoying it. I also sit on the Boys and Girls Club Board and the College Station Independent School District Foundation Board. So, and then lots of boards being mayor.
Busy beaver.
Yeah, I have a Bevisma board meeting this morning and an RVP board this afternoon. So,
well, let's jump headlong into the city of College Station. We're visiting with Mayor Nancy Berry from the city of College Station. And you guys changed things up a little bit with Park and Rec.
Yep.
Some fee structures have changed a little bit, some for residents and non-residents. You want to dive into that a little bit?
Yeah. What we did is looked at the rental fees for facilities. We were charging double for out-of-city residents, and what that turned out to be is out-of-city residents weren't renting.
So they just said, nah.
Yeah, so we wanted to bring it more in line, and the reason was that it wasn't covering our costs. But the facilities need to be used, and so we've reduced the fee schedule to just a 20% differential.
Okay.
And that, and we think that's more in line with the city of Bryan, and we think more people will use our facilities, which we think are first class.
I think a lot of people would agree with that. How about things that are changing up with surveillance? I know that there's been a new, at least, proposal put out there that everybody that has a retail position needs to have security and surveillance cameras.
Well, not every retail establishment, but liquor stores and convenience stores, the gas station convenience stores, those that are more likely to be robbed.
Okay.
This came to us from Jarvis Parsons, the DA. He came and requested this. And as it turns out, that most of our convenience stores already have it. And this is to have a high-quality camera that captures digital images that has a date and time stamp on it, and post it outside. This property is under video surveillance to have the cameras by the gas pumps and front door and over the register. If you remember last year when there was the kidnapping and ultimate murder of the gentleman from the Drews.
At the Exxon.
At the Exxon. That. We were able to identify him and capture him quickly because of the video surveillance, the high-quality video surveillance. And the police, in talking to our convenience store owners and liquor stores under 10,000 square feet, most all of them have it, are already in compliance.
Okay. Let's move now to...
And we'll vote on that on our next meeting.
Oh, the next city council meeting. Okay.
Yep.
Next thing, moving out to where I live, out with the Welborigines, I moved out there to get out into the country. It's really not that much country anymore. And in that vein, you had to change some wastewater up a little bit there.
Right. We agreed to increase the capacity of the Creek Meadows lift station to serve a portion of the area of Welborn that was annexed a couple of years ago.
And road projects out there as well.
Yeah. Greens Prairie Trail between Reuter Road and Welborn Roads is currently under design for expansion. That'll ease the congestion brought on by the new intermediate middle school that are under construction. And also on Greens Prairie Road between Reuter and Welborn, and Reuter Road between Greens Prairie and Greens Prairie Trail. They've all been given the go-ahead by council to get a better handle and capacity in this high-growth area.
Well, and they're building. There's another subdivision going, or the extension of Creek Meadow, which is going to make it even bigger out there. So,
right,
it's going to have to get wider.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay, and there's a meeting, I know, because I've seen all the signs coming up.
Wednesday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Greens Prairie Elementary School cafeteria. This meeting is going to ask for feedback on options to improve the flow of traffic at the intersection of South Dowling Road and Welborn Road, which is certainly needed.
And you guys have dipped your toe in the sponsorship a little bit.
Yeah, we have. What we did is come up with a draft about a sponsorship policy that was brought to us last week. We now have some parameters how to deal with the parties asking the city to be sponsors of something, such as parameters for the city to seek sponsorships on our own events.
Okay. And finally,
and then if the request is under $50,000, it'll be handled by the city manager. If it's over $50,000, it'll come to council.
It has to go through council then to be approved?
Yeah.
Okay. We're visiting with Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We'll give you a chance to kind of settle back for just a second and take a look at 2015 as the city, and we mentioned, you know, out towards through Welburn and everything else, we're growing like weed.
We really are. And just to let you know, our latest population, 106,465. So we are growing. Staff approved and inspected construction worth $284 million in 2015.
For this tiny little burg that isn't so much anymore.
Yeah, we had a record in 2014. We just blew it away by platting 870 residential lots within the city. And we had a record for single-family building permits. 863 of them. That's almost a 15% jump from the previous year. So my hat's off and congratulations to our city staff, our planners and engineers, inspectors and buildings officials. They just do a phenomenal job.
Again, spending time with College Station Mayor Nancy Berry. We'll give you just a few minutes if there's something you'd like to wrap up with.
No, the APWA, the Association, American Public Works Association, is going to be in town to look at reaccreditation of our public works department this week, and I'm sure we're going to pass with flying colors.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. I appreciate your time.